Country Bob FM.
Weekend train, Neil, is pulling into the station, and it will depart for some people earlier, other people later. It departs from the station, my train, the old 97, about 1 o'clock today. Weekend train pulls out. When's your
sounds
pull
about right.
10:30?
I hope to make it that long.
All right. Make sure it's properly switched, the switch track.
Yeah.
You don't want your weekend derailing. Have you had any of your weekends derail, Neil?
Yes, yeah. That has happened.
Friday, October 2nd, 276th day of the year. We have 89 full days left to go. Kind of a big day this day in 1836 because the HMS Beagle returned to England. You know who was on the HMS Beagle? It wasn't Snoopy. Wasn't Woodstock.
Oh.
Well, it was Charles Darwin.
Oh, sure.
He returned. He had gone on a five-year journey acquiring knowledge around the world about fauna, flora, wildlife, and geology. And now with a fauna and flora report from around his house, here's Neil Freeman. How's your fauna and your flora going on around your house?
Flourishing.
It is.
On both accounts.
That's good.
Yeah.
Charles Darwin was the evolution guy. Survival of the fittest.
Right.
He then wrote his book, The Origin of Species. And everything that he wrote in that book came from that five-year trip. That's some pretty good research. Now somebody would just sit at home and be on the internet, and they said this guy actually went out and did research for 5 years, for crying out loud. You know what the saying is, that Rome was not built in a day?
Correct.
It did become the capital of Italy in a day, though. This date, 1870, Rome, capital of Italy. It only made sense.
And it still is.
Venice put in a bid.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out. Rome. 1929, the National Farm and Home Hour debuted on NBC Radio. National Farm and Home Hour, 1929, NBC Radio. The biggest thing that came out of that show that day, 1929, canners and cutters were down 7.5 to 75 and a quarter, and choice steers were up 0.5 to 80 and 3/4.
Wow, that's big news.
Remember when we had to learn how to read those?
I do.
They actually had, it wasn't a class, but we had a unit, or we spent the day at Brown Institute learning how to read the farm markets.
Yes. We did.
Canners
True
and cutters.
Story.
And you had never even been around a canner or a cutter.
Didn't know
Here's
what it
Neil
was.
Neil Freeman, city boy, having to talk about steers and choice cows and cutters and colors and, oh my goodness.
I learned, though.
You did. And you remember it to this day. 1937 on this
day. Hello again, folks. Here's something hot right off the griddle. George Copeland, who promised to start his war against the city's gambling syndicate today, has been missing from his home since yesterday morning. As yet, there hasn't been a single clue as to his whereabouts.
Does that sound like Ronald Reagan?
It does not. I mean, you can kind of tell.
Well,
it's a very young.
Well, he was very young. He was 26 years old. He made his big screen debut, and it was a real stretch as far as the character that he portrayed in the movie Love is in the Air. It was a radio podcaster and a radio reporter, and that's what he was in Des Moines prior to moving to Hollywood, becoming a big star, and, of course, eventually governor of California. And then I think he was our president. Was he our 40th president? Was he the big 4-0?
I think he was.
So that was 1937. 1950 here on this date.
Good grief. Good grief.
So, the Peanuts comic strip made its national debut on this date. It had been seen locally here in the Twin Cities Pioneer Press for a few years prior, but 1950 was the date that Peanuts made its national debut, syndication, 9 newspapers. It was originally known as Little Folks.
I love the... Love their music.
Well, that piano is fantastic.
It's really
What's
good.
Better, the music or how they used to dance, those Peanuts characters?
The dancing was great,
The dancing was great. Piano at Schroeder.
Chuck Schultz did us all proud.
Pigpen is playing the stand-up bass. You know, they had to dust that off after every song. They had to bring in the Lemon Pledge because it's Pigpen. You do realize that, don't you,
Ian? I believe that.
Make sure the hand sanitizer. What do you think they're doing during the pandemic at the Pigpen house?
Quarantine.
Might be the cleanest it's ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, because you got to clean everything and sanitize. That house has never been sanitized.
No.
Never, ever. But you know the thing about Pigpen? It never got sick. So they exposed him to all these germs, all this dirt, all this fauna and flora, Neil. Pigpen was never hurt. He had Peppermint Patty, Marcy, Franklin, None of those Peanuts characters ever had perfect attendance in school. The only one, Pigpen. Look it up. Let's see. 1954. Elvis is at the Grand Ole Opry after he gets done singing Blue Moon of Kentucky. This happens.
Especially if you like.
You better stick to driving a truck.
And then shortly thereafter, he said, "Hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill." That's the same guy who played Ed Harris in Major League.
Oh,
we got Major
nice.
League coming out of our ears here today.
I like it.
So, yeah, Elvis, Grand Ole Opry, Blue Moon of Kentucky, a little too much R&B for the crowd and the people that ran the Grand Ole Opry. That was the manager who said, you know what? Go back to driving a truck.
Yeah, don't give up your day job.
No.
But he did.
And Elvis said to the crowd, he said, "I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet, but your kids are going to love it." Or was that Marty McFly that said that?
Might have been.
So, 54, 1959 on television.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight.
I was going to let you do your Rod Serling impersonation, and then he's there.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance of things.
You missed your opportunity there. Would have been your big break.
So well,
the Twilight Zone aired for the first time on CBS 76. So on Saturday Night Live, by the way, they're making their season debut. Coming up this Saturday. Have you seen and heard that, Neil? Been following along. SNL back for another season.
Oh, it is. All right.
Huge. And this night, 1976, John Belushi came onto the stage with Joe Cocker. It was either John Belushi doing Joe Cocker or Joe Cocker doing John Belushi doing Joe Cocker. On Saturday Night Live, they're singing Feeling All Right. Not only did he have the voice, he had the body motions, the full body dry heaves that Joe Cocker would get when he would sing. Right, Neil?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was in 76. 2 years later.
Hit high in the air to left field. Going to the corner, Yastrzemski. It's over the wall. It's a home run for Bucky Dent.
Yankees and the curse of the Bambino continues. The one-game playoff between the Yankees and the Red Sox to decide the American League Eastern Division. Bucky Dent.
Not light. A prolific home run hitter.
Light-hitting infielder.
Shortstop, yep.
Yeah, Bucky Dent, this state. The Bucky Dent home run, the Bucky Dent game, they like to call it.
Yep.
We have our Jamie Quirk game, the Twins, from 1984. This is 1978. In 85 in the news.
Good evening, I'm Roger Grimsby. Here now the news. Actor Rock Hudson dead. His year-long battle with AIDS at an end. He was 59.
His name is Roger Grimsby. What a name for a newsman. Grimsby.
Yes.
And he delivers the news as though he is grim. Did he not? But it's grim news.
Well, a lot of it was.
Rock Hudson passed away. That's grim news on this date from Roger Grimsby. He had battled AIDS. He was 59. That was back in 85, 86.
Bye, bye, love. Hello, Walk of Fame. Today, as the Everly brothers were honored with their own star in Hollywood, Phil and Don Everly, who came out of the Kentucky Hills to become one of the pioneers of early rock and roll, were grateful for
the
honor.
They came out of the Kentucky Hills. Is there any chance that the Everly family was involved in moonshine?
Possibly.
There's got to be.
I would think somewhere in their lineage.
And I think they had a song or two about moonshine. They weren't released, but they were more album cuts. So the Everly brothers, Phil and Don, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 86, 88.
The Twins become the first team in American League history ever to surpass the 3 million mark in season attendance.
Wow,
3,030,672 fans put the Twins into the all-time record book.
And they saw the Twins fall just short of winning the American League West against the surging Oakland A's in 1988.
Yeah, tried to make it back-to-back.
Don't forget, we're doing an almanac quiz for the Neil Diamond tribute tickets. Don't miss it.
And nice to hear Herb Carneal there.
It was very nice. Very nice.
This is a moment I've dreaded. I wish I could do this forever. I can't, though. But I'm not retiring. Writers don't retire. And I'll always be a writer. A lot of you have sent me wonderful letters and said good things to me when you meet.
Andy Rooney made his last regular appearance on the CBS News magazine. He had been doing it since 1978. Coincidentally, that was also the last time he trimmed his eyebrows.
It had been a while, it looked
so,
like.
So, 2011. He passed away not much longer.
Yeah.
After that.
It was
that
a good
he
run.
Stepped down, yeah. 4 years ago, we were having a good time out in Chaska.
And pushing the United States across the finish line, it was Ryan Moore finally doing the honors with the clinching point. Captain Davis Love III getting redemption after a tough home loss just 4 years ago.
I went out there for a couple of days. It was a madhouse.
It was.
It was crazy. Ryder Cup 2016, and it's coming back later on this decade because they loved it so much here at Hazeltine. That was 2016. The U.S. picked up the win, and then 3 years ago.
Your thoughts. You came by here at 6 o'clock this morning to pay tribute.
I did. I love Tom Petty. I grew up with him. My parents loved him. I just wish I could have gone to the Hollywood Bowl. It's a bummer.
Did you ever get to see him in concert?
No.
People remembering Tom Petty this day, 2017. He died after a cardiac arrest and a heart attack, found unconscious at his home and not breathing. He was 66. Neil, what was your favorite Tom Petty song?
Free Falling, maybe.
Free Falling is good. I love Don't Do Me Like That.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Don't Do Me Like That. 2017. Now we're going to move on to some birthdays on the Almanac. And again, Almanac Quiz.
And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast.
It was the weekend train.
The day the music.
The old 97.
So Don McLean, this date, 75 years old, gave us this classic talking about the day the music died. This wasn't his only song, but it's his signature. And it's only about 8.5 minutes, so when I got into radio, this was the perfect toilet break song because we were playing records at that time and we didn't have automatic computer things and automation and whatnot. So happy birthday, Don McLean. All of a sudden got a craving for some jambalaya.
Yes.
For some gumbo. Because that's Joel Sarnier. He brought a little taste of Cajun music into country in the 90s. This was his biggest hit.
He had a couple that we played.
Stained Letter. He's 74 today. How about Avery Brooks, 72? Remember him from Deep Space Nine, and he was Hawk on Spencer for Hire, and then he was Captain Sisko in Deep Space Nine. He's 72.
Okay. Good actor.
And I usually have something from Sisko or from Hawk, Avery Brooks, and I just forgot. This is a big, big almanac. I mean, it's unbelievable. Some might say it's too busy. It's voluminous.
Never.
Mike Rutherford of Mike and the Mechanics. They kind of had three lead singers. Paul Carrick and Paul Young did most of the lead singing. And then every now and then, Mike Rutherford would show up. Mike Rutherford, Mike and the Mechanics. I think this is Paul Carrick singing here on The Living Years. And it has not been proven yet. They were Mike and the Mechanics, but we don't know whether or not any of them could even change a tire.
Right.
Right?
No, it has not been documented.
70.
Cable.
The Knopfler Boys said, hey, we need somebody to sing this intro to our big hit song, Money for Nothing. Get Sting on the line. And Sting said yes.
Fellow Australian.
Gordy Sumner, we know him as Sting. He was allergic to bees. That's why he used and went with the name Sting. He is 69 today. The group Restless Hearts got a guitarist by the name of Greg Jennings.
Yes.
He's 66 today.
Good guy.
R&B with a drum machine on the Bob Almanac. This is Freddie Jackson.
Sure.
And you could count, if you had a nickel every time somebody came up to you, Neil, and said, you are my lady. Should get a haircut. Freddie Jackson is 64. More stuff from the 80s here. I'm pretty sure this is Brian from Ralphie's Minoco's favorite song.
Wouldn't shock me.
Robbie Neville is 62. Kelly Ripa, she's hosted with Regis. She's hosted with Michael Strahan. Now she's with Ryan Seacrest. So she's 50 today, the big 5-0.
All right.
Doing that live show. Tiffany. She's famous for going out to the malls and performing. And now I think she's actually working as a mall cop, so it's kind of come full circle.
She was trained by Paul Blart, I assume.
Paul Blart. So Tiffany is 49. And you know, when it comes to the election this year, you know, vote Trump, vote Biden. Why not vote for Pedro?
Vote for Pedro.
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 He will make all of your wildest dreams come true. Efren Ramirez, who is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. Vote for him. He ran on a great platform.
Wow, that was an aggressive campaign.
And I'm almost sure he was wearing a toupee during his campaign speech to the student body. It's really hard to tell. But Efren Ramirez is 47 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten political activist Nat Turner. He led a rebellion in 1831 at the age of 31 that did not turn out well. But he was born on this day. You read about him in your history books, 1800. Mahatma Gandhi. We like Mahatma. There's
or
not
it could
enough.
Be Mohandas.
Mahatma.
Mohandas was his real name. He was the Mahatma. At least that's my understanding from that episode of Seinfeld.
Okay.
Where he used to like to have this lady rub oil all over his bald head.
Huh.
Yeah.
1869. You remember he was the oldest of the Marx Brothers, Groucho.
And you can say it was a real love match. We married for money. Eh, my shrinking violet? Say, it wouldn't hurt you to shrink 30 or 40 pounds.
Oh, you impudent Ted. I'll report you to your paper.
I'll thank you to let me do the reporting. Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight? Is it true you wash your hair in clam broth? Is it true you used to dance in a flea circus?
This is outrageous.
That's good.
One after another from Groucho Marx. Born on this day, 1895. 5 years later, one half of Abbott and Costello, Bud Abbott.
Yeah, I've got to use the telephone. Loan me 50 cents, Lou.
Abbott, I would like to loan you 50 cents, but I can't do it. All I got is 40 cents.
40 cents?
Yeah.
Well, all right, give me the 40 cents, and you owe me 10 cents.
Right.
All right?
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
How come I owe you 10 cents?
What I ask you for?
50 cents.
And what'd you give me?
40 cents.
So you owe me 10 cents.
How could I owe you 10 cents?
Now, wait a minute.
I need all that money I had in my pocket. I need 40 cents.
Are you with me again?
They had more funny routines than just who's on first.
They did.
That one, two tens for a five,
right.
I think is one of them, is
right.
Just outstanding.
1895 for Bud Abbott. Spanky McFarlane, he was one of the little rascals.
Was he Spanky?
I think he was.
Yeah.
Now, what do you say if we form a new club and call it the He-Man Woman Hairs Club? Now, I think we ought to have a president. Now, the man we elect must be the worst woman hater of us all. So I nominate Alfalfa, because he hates women.
I really thought he was fond of Darla myself.
I did, too.
I don't know what Spanky's looking at.
Yeah. Spanky was kind of the ringleader of the Little Rascals there.
He was
gang.
The brains.
Yeah, 1928. Actor Moses Gunn.
I love Moses Gunn.
Name's Joe. Joe Kagan. I'll help you with your bags, Hester Sue.
The name is Mrs. Terhune. And I'll carry my own bags.
Yes, ma'am. Whatever your dignity demands.
It's not my dignity that I'm concerned with. Just a proper distance.
How many times has, when you've been a gentleman caller, calling on a lady, have they said, keep your proper distance, Neil?
Frequently.
There he is, as Joe Kagan from Little House on the Prairie. You also remember him as Carl Dixon on Good Times. They kind of brought him in as the male figure after James left.
Yep.
And he was in Shaft, too, Neil.
Oh, the movie?
Yes.
The Shaft? Nice. Moses Gunn, born on this day, 1929. He was O.J.'s defense team. Johnny Cochran.
He was a member of the team.
He was a member of the team.
How many lawyers did he have?
Seven, eight?
It was like 11. It was like a football team.
Yeah.
It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And there you have it, Johnny Cochran Jr., 1937. We lost him way too early. Country star and Bronc rider Chris Ledoux, 1948.
You know, when it comes to not fitting, usually I just take it back.
Yeah.
Or you give it to Salvation Army, or you give it to somebody that you know that's maybe a smaller size or bigger size, depending on how it did not fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about this acquitting thing.
Right. Chris Ledoux will work something into the Bobathon from him. And our dead rapper, gone but not forgotten rapper to the day, is Proof. Proof. He was a member of the group D12. Anything on any of those? I don't know anything about it.
Well, we've got him in the system here. Do you want a D12 song during the Almanac?
Yes,
no
sure.
Repeat work day. No more. We'll play one D12 song.
1973, and they're all gone but not forgotten.
So here comes the trivia question for today for those Martin Zeller, Neil Diamond tribute tickets either tonight or tomorrow. Right, Neil, at the Medina?
Yep, Shane Martin opening tonight. The Jorgensen's opening tomorrow.
What record did the Minnesota Twins break on this date in 1988? They broke a record. They were the first American League club to do something. What did they do this date at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, 1988? Minnesota Twins trivia, part of the Almanac Quiz, 763-450-0100. We're back to calling and taking voice calls for these, Neil, because we love talking to our listeners.
We're calling you forward talking text line.
Yeah, 763-450-0100. The first caller to call in and get that correct answer from 1988, what the Twins record break, they will get tickets. Right, Neil?
Yep.
Please make sure you can go, too.
Yes, tonight or tomorrow. You tell me what night you want to go.
Do you want to start your Bobathon with Chris Ledoux?
Sure. Why not?
What's your favorite saying?
It would be rude if we didn't.
Yeah, there you go.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.